Can use the mouse as a pointer. All right, so our next speaker then is Julie Roth, speaking on physiological traits affecting the acquisition and utilization of phosphorus by cowpea over plant development.
Hello, and thank you guys for coming. So on this map, you can see worldwide where you can find phosphorus deficits and phosphorus surpluses in the soil. And the regions in red or orange are where there are surpluses, and the regions in blue are where there's deficits. And the focus of my research is actually for West Africa, which you can see right here where there are major phosphorus soil deficits. And this research also has a broader implication because phosphorus is a limited natural resource, and worldwide the amount of phosphorus being utilized far surpasses what is naturally being restored. So cowpea is a major agricultural crop in West Africa. You can see a couple of pictures of it here on the right, and you can see areas of its production in Africa on the left. It's a legume crop that is naturally heat and drought tolerant, and it also is known for its fast maturity rate. So the purpose of our research was overall to improve yield and of cowpea in West Africa, and in order to do this, we wanted to screen cowpea lines that would grow well in phosphorus deficient conditions in West Africa. And so we did preliminary screenings to identify those lines, but then we found out that it seemed like larger seeded lines were performing better in low phosphorus conditions than smaller seeded lines. And this correlation complicated our research because it would make it difficult to screen lines for low phosphorus tolerance, and it also would complicate it because seed size would act as a cofactor whenever we try to do QTL mapping for phosphorus efficiency. So we hypothesized that this large seed size was acting as a cofactor because of the increased phosphorus content in the cotyledons of the seed. So the seed cotyledon phosphorus was acting as an early major source of phosphorus for these seedlings. And therefore, we wanted to determine the influence of cotyledon phosphorus on early cowpea seedling growth. And then we also wanted to determine the movement and partitioning of phosphorus throughout the cowpea seedling through the roots, shoots, and cotyledons during the early growth stages. And then we also wanted to determine whether if we removed these cotyledons early when we're doing the phosphorus screenings, we wanted to see if the seedlings would survive, first of all. But if we removed them, then we would be removing seed size as a cofactor in influencing our cowpea phosphorus screenings. So we created an experimental box design that has been previously used for screening cowpea lines for drought tolerance, and we planted these four cowpea varieties that you see listed here, and then we used a low phosphorus sandy soil that we retrieved from Nacogdoches, Texas, and we planted one variety per row, and we had two reps of each varietal row within one box. And then for overall, we have four reps for each data point, two reps of each row within one of these boxes, and then two samples per row were taken at each sampling time. So in each box, we did a different experimental test. In the first box, we wanted to test the mobilization of cotyledon and phosphorus during early seedling development. So in order to do that, for each variety, we uprooted seedlings either at 4, 7, or 9 days after planting. Here you can see a picture of a seedling at 4 days. So we uprooted some of the seedlings here when the unifoliate first emerged. And then we took samples at 7 days when the unifoliate flattens out. And then third, we took a sample at 9 days when the trifoliate first starts to emerge. Then in the second box, we did a different test. In this test, we uprooted all the seedlings at 26 days, but all we did was remove the cotyledons off of them, either at 4, 7, or 9 days after planting. And here you can see a picture of all the seedlings uprooted at 26 days. On the left, this plant had its cotyledons removed at 4 days, this one at 7, and this one at 9, and then the last plant was a control. Here you can see the results of the cotyledons that were collected from these two boxes. Here you have the total phosphorus content of the seedling, of the cotyledons, and then you have the total weight of the cotyledons. And results are from 4, 7, and 9 days after planting. And then we also included the original cotyledon phosphorus content of the seeds so that we could compare that as well. And what we found was that 476 and Big John, these are actually varieties that are known to be resistant to low phosphorus conditions. And these varieties overall had larger total phosphorus content, and they were also larger seeded, having higher weight. But interesting to note was that a strongly susceptible line, 1092-1, overall, it's a very small seeded variety, which you can see in this blue line here, but it has a high phosphorus concentration, and so its total phosphorus content is actually comparable to the other three lines. And so overall, we still see that seed size itself is acting as a cofactor, but it doesn't seem that the actual phosphorus in the cotyledons is acting as a cofactor. Here you can see the results from the first box where seedlings were uprooted at 4, 7, and 9 days after planting. And these are the results for the shoots. And we have the total phosphorus content, the weight, and the phosphorus concentration at 4, 7, and 9 days after planting. The results showed that Daniela, Big John, and 476 overall performed better than 1092, and 1092 is, from our previous screenings, was a susceptible line. And here we have the results of the second box in which all seedlings were uprooted at 26 days, but they had their cotyledons removed at either 4 days, 7, or 9 days after planting. And if you look at the down here, overall you can see that Big John and 476 overall had larger total phosphorus amounts, but 1092 overall had a smaller amount. But if you remove cotyledons at 4 days after planting, the total phosphorus content decreased. And this is the same, or this data is from the same box, but it's the weight of the shoots and the phosphorus concentration of the shoots. And the weight results are similar to that of the total phosphorus. You still see these differences among varieties in their total weight depending on when you remove the cotyledons. And it's also noteworthy to note that the seedlings did not die when you remove their cotyledons. Like, they did grow, but it's just their growth was stunted if you removed it as early as 4 days. So from the first graph that I showed of the cotyledons, we concluded that large seed size, but not necessarily seed phosphorus, acts as a cofactor to influence early seedling growth. And low from the second graph, where that showed the shoot phosphorus content at 4, 7, and 9 days after planting, we concluded that Big John, Daniela, and 476-8 had increased shoot phosphorus and weight relative to 1092-1. And then in the last couple of graphs where all seedlings were uprooted at 26 days, we saw that early cotyledon removal at 4 days stunted but did not terminate cowpea seedling growth. Varietal differences also were still able to be identified no matter when the cotyledons were removed, if it was at 4, 7, or 9 days after planting. So the future steps of this research in future screenings, whenever we try to screen cowpea lines for tolerance to low phosphorus soil, we will probably remove the cotyledons at 4 days after planting so that we're removing the seed size cofactor. And then this removing the seed size cofactor will also provide clear QTL mapping results whenever we try to identify the efficiency, pea efficiency gene in cowpea. So the next step is we're going to screen more cowpea lines for low phosphorus tolerance, and we're going to try to do QTL mapping to try to identify the gene responsible for pea efficiency. And we're going to, overall, this research hopefully will lead to optimized cowpea varieties for growth in phosphorus-deficient West Africa. And also, this knowledge overall will help lead to optimized crops for potential worldwide phosphorus deficiencies. I'd like to acknowledge Tully Alexander, Courage Bandiera, Dr. Leppert, Dr. Singh, and Dr. Dirk Hayes, who were my advisors and co-laborers in this project, the Monsanto Fellowship for providing my graduate fellowship money, the McKnight Foundation for providing the finances for this project, and Dave Abree for helping with stat analysis, Sarah Jones and Ryan Seren for helping with the manual labor for this project, and also the graduate students of Dr. Hayes' lab. Accidentally clicked. Okay. Are there any questions? Yes. Well, Big John and 476 are roughly similar in seed size, but yes, it is possible that in the future we could do two different groupings of a large seed size analysis versus a small seed size analysis. But for now, we just tested the four varieties, but we could expand the experiment and try to test more varieties with a wider range of different seed sizes.
I have a question. I'll use the microphone if you want to repeat it. So if I understood, maybe I didn't understand the graph, but you had one chart showing effect of timing of cotyledon removal on seedling weight, and it looked like the seedlings that never had the cotyledons removed at all were smaller than those that had them removed at 9 days. I didn't understand the reason for that.
Yes, you did read the graph correct, and that's something that we're still discussing. We've done a couple of phosphorus screenings already where we have removed the cotyledons early, and sometimes it seems like early cotyledon removal actually promoted growth. If it wasn't too early to stunt the growth, it actually provided increased growth. But it's also possible is that these cowpea, whenever we were choosing when to clip in these box experiments, we generally chose like the healthier looking ones. So it is possible that the control is just an artifact of not choosing the healthiest looking lines or seedlings within each row. And so possibly these controls were just the less healthier looking ones.
Any other questions?